You're listening to Megiddo Radio. Megiddo Radio is a radio ministry of Megiddo Media. For more, visit our website at MegiddoRadio.com. That's MegiddoRadio.com.
Good evening, welcome. This is Paul Flynn with Megiddo Radio for Friday, the 12th of April, 2019. Thank you all for tuning in. On tonight's program, we're going to be looking at the recent story involving Israel Folau, who plays rugby, or at least did play rugby for the Australian national team, and also for another team called New South Wales Waratahs. I think that's how you pronounce the name. I was kind of interested in the story because I like watching rugby. I don't know a ton about it. Probably my favorite sport to watch. But I remember, I think I'd seen Israel play a few times. Didn't know a ton about him. I knew something about he'd been getting some heat for saying things against homosexuality and various different things. But I didn't really pay much attention to it because, I'll be honest, when I see celebrities, you know, professing faith and all this kind of stuff, like, it's wonderful, and no matter who does it, if somebody comes to Christ and bows the knee before Christ, regardless of who they are, right? It should be wonderful. We shouldn't scorn at it, no matter who they are, whether they're someone who's homeless, regardless of what the situation. So we're going to be looking at that story now in a second on today's program. I was actually going to do something else, but this kind of came across last night, and I thought it might be a good issue to talk about because it deals with a lot of things we as Christians will sadly be facing, probably be facing ourselves possibly in our lifetime. Recently, with the Asher's Bakery case, where they had to go to court a number of times and basically see their right to not serve somebody because it is contrary to their faith. Now, in Australia, now I don't know what Israel Folau's full confession of faith is. I do not know. I'm going purely, there's a story here from Sky Sports. There's also another story that we're going to be looking at from Australia, Wide World of Sports, and I'm just purely going to go on those statements. I know sometimes when big name celebrities come out, Tim Tebow or whatever else it is, and sometimes their theology is a bit funny and some of the people they endorse might be a bit whatever. I'm not commenting on that. I'm just purely dealing with these statements and these statements alone. If he said something outrageous other times, this is not what I'm going to be dealing with here. I'm purely dealing with the statements that the media has found offensive and bad and all this kind of stuff and what it means for us. Because, anyway, you know, with what's happening with the LGBT movement and the fact that Christians, we as Christians will have there'll be more and more pressure for us not to say anything against it and not. It's pretty remarkable, actually, if you see some of the media's response in Australia to Israel Folau's pretty normal Christian views. I don't even necessarily agree with all of them, but they're pretty mainstream. And it's pretty startling, because if this is so mainstream, what else are they going to be putting pressure on people to shut up about? Before we get into that, you've probably been aware, I don't know when the last time I did a program. It was probably about a month ago, and I apologize for that. Lots of different changes, trying to do a number of different things for the program. Recently, I've started thinking about, probably about a month or two ago, about the possibility of doing this program live. I've never done this program live before, and I'm really only interested in doing it audio only live. I'm not interested, really. If I do something, take on a platform or whatever else I do, I don't want it to be something I do for a while and then stop. I want it to be sustainable, something that's not going to add too much work to the workflow. Now, this program is recorded live. I don't do anything. Actually, the way it is done now, it's all recorded. Stop, start. It is what it is. There's nothing taken out. There's nothing fixed. There's nothing anything. It's warts and all. So that's just the way it is. But I would like there to be, I'm on this website at the moment called Mixalore. And or there might be better websites out there. If you've got any suggestions, MegiddoFilms@gmail.com. But what I like, and I think this is probably on other websites as well, kind of a chat room. And it would be kind of cool at the same time that I might be dealing with an issue like this. And I've seen in other programs, people might put something in a chat room or something like that. And I don't know how it's going to work. I've never done that before. Is that going to be distracting? I don't know. Maybe some shows I'm not going to be really focusing in the chat room, and I'll probably just tell people that. Or I may even just decide not to do anything with the chat room at all. So, but I've sent out a couple of feelers because I'm curious what you guys think, because what works for you. I know I don't listen to things live, so that's another thing. I was talking to my wife the other day, and I said, she asked me, well, what do you listen to live? And I was thinking, not a lot. So there's been a lot of changes, a lot of things, but that's not the only reason it hasn't been a show in a while. Just today, 12:30, well, I actually finished it about an hour early, but I finished my exams today for college. Please keep that in your prayers. Hopefully I've passed everything and everything's gone okay, and it's hopefully I've done okay in all the exams and enough to reach the academic standard that they will need for me. The faculty will look for me to go forward, and I've got placement, which I'll be laboring in a church soon, and two congregations, Tully Valley and Fairview. These are Reformed Presbyterian churches, which are north and south of the border. And I'm really, really excited to get started with that. That will be in May and June. And I think, Lord willing, by the grace of God, this show should be twice a week. I can't envisage that it wouldn't be. And I plan to do more work, not less, in the summer on this. And I mean, it's been good. I mean, it's been a good way to keep me motivated. And also in things that I'll be covering in preaching and things like that. And so exams just finished today. I'm a bit exhausted, but I felt kind of guilty that there hasn't been a show in so long. And while I'm a bit tired, it's been so long and I've been thinking about these for a long time. There's a topic that I really want to do. There's a paper I had to write for college, which deals with the covenant of works. Now, I dealt with that topic before, but this probably go into more detail. I'm going to talk about it on a radio program maybe Monday, Lord willing, all going well. I was going to actually do it today, but the Israel Folau thing came up. So by God's grace, I'll talk about that on Monday and share it also. I'll be sharing it on themegiddoreview.com. Trying to get more content on there pretty much starting next week. Request your prayers as well. I'm going to be preaching on Sunday. Just pray for the preparation tomorrow. Hopefully I'm not too tired and all this kind of stuff. But look, it's not too bad. I mean, people work hard, plenty of other jobs, and have to kind of get on with things. But at the same time, I think maybe small break after that. Who knows? What else? Trying to think of what else is going on. It'll probably come to me over the next hour or so. Again, if you've got any questions, anything I haven't covered, the reason I'm telling you all about this, guys, and I probably said it before in previous programs as well, is because, look, a lot of people do programs and sometimes they'll do them for a while and be consistent. They might do 200 shows and then they'll disappear. And especially for people who are maybe long-term listeners and also people who donate. So I think it's just important just for kind of an accountability issue. Now, let's get into the issue about Israel Folau. I just saw this yesterday, and again, I try not to jump on issues like this. There's a lot of things that could be covered by Megiddo Review, could be covered by Megiddo Radio and all this kind of stuff, but I try to think But God's grace is just going to bless people. If by talking about this, is this going to help you? And often the answer is a no. There's so many times, I don't want to get off on a rant or anything like that, and off on a bit of a tangent, but there's so many Christian websites today, they cover everything. Everything. And I think there's just a lack of wisdom in a lot of the things that are shared. Sometimes there might be some big scandal or in a church or something. Sometimes it's not necessary to discuss. Sometimes it is what it says, and it's a sad case, and unless there's something extra to add by which it could remove some confusion or something like that, there's no real good reason to cover this. But the reason I wanted to cover this about Israel Folau, again, I haven't known a ton about him. I think I've seen a total of one rugby match with him playing in it. From what I understand, he's extremely talented. I think he has scored a lot of tries, I think something like 60-something tries for his club team. For those of you not aware, especially people listening in the United States, rugby is very, very popular here in Ireland as well. And it's been a great thing, actually, here in this island. It's really kind of, there's Northern Ireland, where I live, and the Republic of Ireland, and there's one national team for all of the island. And it's been kind of great because it kind of really brings together the whole island. I think that's great. But I remember seeing him, and again, look, the reason why I'm reluctant to cover these issues in the past is sometimes they might have some kind of a quirky view that you don't know about and of something indefensible or something really, really bad. As far as I'm aware, seems to be a genuine Christian man, especially with the stuff that the media is focusing in on. And I will put this, and I'll get into the story then. Don't follow somebody because they're a celebrity. Just because somebody's famous, just because somebody's a good speaker, don't get them or force them into the pulpit. Why? Doesn't mean they're called from God. Now, I'm going to go through Sky Sports. This is in the UK. And what they're saying about it. It says, Israel Folau meets Rugby Australia and New South Wales Waratahs after anti-LGBT posts. And it says, following today's meeting, two organizations will update their respective boards on the matter to consider next steps, a joint statement read. Okay. So, I'll be honest, this took me by surprise. I never actually thought they'd go that far. And it says Folau's contracts are set to be terminated after the devout Christian posted a message on his Instagram account. She pulled that up. I haven't pulled that up yet. Which read, warning, drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, idolaters, hell awaits you. Repent. Only Jesus saves. Now, is there anything in that statement that is outrageous? No. Could it be worded better? Yeah. But look, we can all be guilty of that from time to time. But praise the Lord, he's actually saying something. If you're a genuine born-again believer in Christ Jesus, and you're in an environment that does not allow you to speak, it must be tough. I know some people think, oh, yeah, well, they've got so many millions and all this kind of stuff. Like, there's a lot of pressure. And there's different pressures when you're poor and different pressures when you're rich. And when you're at the top of the mountain and all this kind of stuff and all the world wants you to do certain things, because from what I understand, he's one of the best rugby players in the world. He's the number 15, is kind of the fullback. I really enjoy watching rugby. I've already said that a few times, but hopefully Anyway, we'll go to that. So is there anything factually wrong? No. It probably doesn't explain. The problem, again, with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all this kind of stuff is it doesn't give a full context. Now, essentially what he's saying is, if you just look here, the Instagram post, he actually does have a Bible verse. And that's the thing. He does have a Bible verse. And he does have more information. Those who are living in sin will end up in hell unless you repent. Jesus Christ loves you and has given you time to turn away from your sin and come to him. That's Christianity, folks. That's Christianity. The picture might look kind of crude warnings, but this is the gospel. Now he quotes from Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21 from the Authorized Version. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I said to you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I would have said it sounded a lot like 1 Corinthians. This is another verse, very, very similar to the things he put up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. Lists out a bunch of different things that people are living in sin now. Says, you know, the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Isn't it amazing? The first thing in that list is not even homosexual. It says drunks. The media doesn't say Falau's anti-drunken or drunkard or alcoholic post. Homosexuals. That's the one. No, this is second in the line. Adulterers. Does it say he's anti-adultery? No, because that is something that's still publicly frowned upon in society. For how long? Who knows? Liars. Israel Folau's anti-lying post. You know, it's not even mentioning, you know, this LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Nothing mentioned about transgender or anything like that. But, yeah, there we go. Fornicators, people who are sexually immoral. Thieves, it says in this post. Atheists, idolaters. Doesn't say anti-atheist. And it doesn't say anti-idolater. Why is this one thing picked up on? Oh, how dare you say, Christian, that or something sinful against nature? Homosexuals. Because this is the most protected class today of sinner. Because of this myth of born this way and all this kind of stuff. And I've looked at that before. And there's people even within the LGBT community who recognize it is false. You're not born that way. That it is fluid. Even people within that movement. But how have we been created? What are our natural desires? Hunger, thirst, desire for a person of the opposite sex. But if you look at the second half of Romans 1 from about verse 18, 19, 20 onwards, how it is a rejection of the natural order, a rejection of the natural order. One may quibble about, maybe it's slightly a bit around the edges, not as carefully put together as some theological treatise, but this is Christianity. Your issue is with the gospel. There is, and here's the thing. It says anti-LGBT posts, and I suppose the implication is, therefore, Israel will allow most hate homosexuals or those who are LGBT. Let's look at how Sky Sports deal with this. And this is not surprising. This confirms man's heart, man's nature. He suppresses the truth and unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. So, from the fall of Adam, not only have we lost original righteousness that Adam had before God, but also our natures are corrupted, our minds, our faculties, our desires, our intellect, so that when we come to information about God, we twist it, and we suppress that truth. In a joint, this is back to the Sky Sports, Sky Sports article on it, a joint statement released by Rugby Australia and the Waratahs on Friday read, Rugby Australia and the New South Wales Rugby Union have met with Israel Folau in Sydney today. And for those who are not aware, I think Australia does their contracts exactly the same way as Ireland, and I was told by this, somebody told me this a couple of years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, and if the way rugby contracts are done, it's usually through country, club, and they're kind of together, and it's not like contracts in other sports. They're very much kind of tied up together. And if it's anything like the Irish Rugby Union, unless they've changed since I looked into this many years ago, that it's the Irish, like if it was in Ireland, it would be the Irish Rugby IRFU, which is the Irish Rugby Football Union. Is that what it stands for? Anyway, so you get my point. It's kind of an unusual system. So in case anybody's wondering why they're kind of put together, linked together like that. The quote goes on to say, following today's meeting, the two organizations will update their respective boards on the matter to consider next steps. Our joint position regarding Israel Folau is unchanged. So, and this has become reported as well, obviously, in the Australian media. They quote him there. He says, he posted similar comments last year saying God's plan for LGBT was hell. And again, that's misleading, saying it like that. Unless you repent of your sins and turn to God. Yeah, exactly. If you remain in your sins, and not just, I don't know if he just mentioned LGBT last year. I think the post maybe was deleted. I'm not too sure. But he's listing all sorts of sin. If you continue in your sin and you love your sin, you do not love Christ. You have not put your faith in Jesus Christ. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. This is Christianity, folks. You may not like it, but this is Christianity. So when someone comes and says, this is unacceptable, in public discourse, this does not represent our brand. It starts with these kind of things, and it's a lot of ways. If there is no backlash from the general public, if it's seen to be okay, the basically persecuted Christian, if he's not that good anymore, and perhaps he's not the best number 15 fullback anymore, and somebody else is better than him, whatever. Well, fair enough. But this is specifically over this issue. Where else will this happen? So if this is, and everybody's like, yeah, this is unacceptable, this will have a trickle-down effect, and this will affect other, how about businesses? Unfortunately, this won't just affect Australia. Remember the shooting? Christchurch in New Zealand? The way the world has gone now, with the internet and the connection, all this kind of stuff, people in the United States were blamed for the shooting in New Zealand. Donald Trump was blamed. Even Chelsea Clinton of how. It's a strange world we live in when you find yourself having to defend a Clinton, but I digress. But this is Christianity. So when I know it might say, oh, it's a celebrity and some, this is going after someone who's a Christian. Now, I'm not a big fan. Look, I'm not a big fan of obsession with sports. Sports good for your health. Great. It can be good fun and great. But when you get to the top levels of sport, if it could be your full-time job, you know, doing some kind of an exercise, and it could be your full-time job where you play a game and that's your take-home wage, great. Nothing really wrong with that. But the problem is, generally speaking, it nearly always invades in the Lord's Day. It's very hard today to get, and if you can play a sport and it doesn't prevent you from going to church on the Sabbath day, will work away, but it nearly always does. And it's very hard. The national sport in the Republic of Ireland, where I'm originally from, the TV program, it's called the Sunday Game. The Sunday Game. It's typically played, the GAA football and hurling is played on Sunday. I think it's exactly the same for the, you know, you guys in the United States, the NFL. How many sports are not played on the Lord's Day? And, you know, I've come to the conclusion over the years, people do on the Sunday what they worship, their favorite thing to do. Some people work, but you ever notice how people hate working a Sunday? They like to do their hobbies, whatever their passion is to do, they'll do it on a Sunday. So anyway, getting back to this. Now, again, this is why I'm covering this, because what he's putting up Galatians 5:19 to 21, a hard-hitting verse, especially if you're an antinomian Christian who doesn't believe a Christian will be a new creature in Christ Jesus, as in new affections, new desires, and will no longer be these things. Another verse that you could look at, very, very similar to this, is 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Again, I mentioned this earlier, but I'll quote it. And while I'm getting that, look, there's nothing here that says that Israel Folau in any way hates or has any animosity towards homosexuals. You may think it is that, but it's simply not. He even says in this Instagram, my mind went blank. I don't have Instagram. I've never used Instagram. Those living in sin will end up in hell. Those living in sin, all living in sin. Now, only by the blood of Jesus Christ can we be set free. Only by Jesus Christ being our representative before the Father in heaven, being our federal head. In Adam all die, but in Christ all should be made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. Do ye not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. But notice how it says in verse 11, and such were some of you, but you were washed. And that includes, again, verse 9 says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. Those two words in Greek, malakois and arsenokoites, there's two words there in Greek, often translated in various different ways, sometimes effeminate. Sometimes that other word that's here translated in New King James, translated sodomite here, sometimes it's translated homosexual itself, literally men betters. But both terms, both refer to homosexuality. Now, the terms don't have an exact direct equivalent today. One's kind of more a prostitute or something like that in a submissive way. And the other one's more of an active. And it includes all forms of homosexuality. Now, he even says in this, go back to Israel Folau's comment, he says, Jesus loves you. Now, I think you have to be careful with that because there is a love, the type of love God has for all people still breathing on this earth. But there's a special love for those who are in Christ. In Christ. Again, this is nothing to do necessarily, homosexuality is a sin, but those who are in Christ, they're accepted in the beloved. As it talks about in Ephesians chapter 1. God the Father says of God the Son, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. When Jesus was being baptized, it's recorded in places like Mark chapter 1. And if you're in Jesus Christ, you're well-pleasing before the Father. Because of what he obeyed the law perfectly, he satisfied justice on your behalf. This is what this is about. This is all sinners. And he's not specifically pointing out any, but you can't say homosexuality is a sin. Returning back to I'm not going to play the video, but apparently Japan's Michael Leach says Israel Folau's post is so wrong on so many levels. Explain to me. It's the gospel. So if the gospel is unacceptable in public Christianity, true Bible-based, scripture-based Christianity, this is bigger than Israel Folau. Because this guy was, I think, one of the main reasons, from what I can see, the main reasons he kept his place is because he's so good. If there was a guy even close to him in the team, probably, they would probably get his place. It says here in this article last weekend, he broke the Super Rugby try-scoring record as he scored his 60th for the Waratahs in the competition. He's breaking records and they want to drop him. Okay? So, what do you do? Could you imagine another sport? Well, could actually happen. But I think it's more acceptable in the United States. In other countries, So, says here in this article from Sky Sports, International Gay Rugby, the global organization for the world's gay and inclusive rugby clubs, has welcomed the plans, of course it did, by Rugby Australia to terminate Folau's contract. Why? Is Folau going out and trolling the accounts of homosexuals? Is he bullying people? Is he not respecting them? If that was the case, you might have a case to make. But no, it's a Instagram post, and one apparently last year. Now, just purely going by this Instagram post, I don't want to defend everything he's ever posted, and one or two things I've seen, he's simply stating the gospel. That's it. Jesus Christ calls all men everywhere to repent. Whether you're a homosexual or not, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And if you continue in your sin, if you love your sin, you need to turn from that sin and put your faith and trust and hope in Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying in that post. That's the gospel. A Christian who plays rugby is not allowed. This is what this will say. If he is sacked over this, you're not allowed. And what will other people say? You're not allowed to share the gospel. You're not allowed to talk about these things. No, or you can have whatever belief you want. Just don't say it out loud. So, says the decision by Rugby Australia, this is by this international gay rugby group, and New South Wales Rugby Union upholds rugby's core values of respect and sportsmanship. Again, what could you imagine if you had the international drunkards rugby, international adulterers rugby, international liars rugby, international fornicators rugby, international thieves rugby, atheists? There's a protected status. You cannot say publicly now the homosexuality is a sin. And there's more to it than this. Britain-based LGBT charity Stonewall also supported Rugby Australia's move. None of these guys are for freedom of speech or freedom of expression. They're all about, don't lie to yourselves. If you are LGBT, you're for shutting down the gospel. And why? Because the world hates Christ. The world hates the gospel message. It hates the gospel message. It doesn't want to hear it. Get these people out of here. You cannot, I mean, it's not like he was even going before people. There's another thing from Australia. He's getting in trouble now. He went to, it seems to be his church or some, a church, and preached like a 20-minute message and mentioned how he didn't agree with Christmas and Easter. Oh no, what a horrible person. Are you kidding me? If an atheist says that he doesn't like Easter or Christmas, do you think he's going to get under pressure? Really? Anyway. Oy, it's... But I think that's just, it just seems to be something, I've checked in and out sometimes of Australian media, and it just seems like it is really, really aggressively against Christians and conservative viewpoints over there. But the, now, this Stonewall group says, Folau's comments are just one example of how much work is still left to do to combat discrimination, i.e. the gospel, and use the hateful language against lesbian, gay, bi and trans gender people. Now, again, going from this one post, there's no mention of transgender. None. Actually, sorry. There's a different post on Twitter. Let's get the timeline right. Can't see the exact, I don't know which came first. On the one that they're referring to anyway in the article, right? The one that they're referring to is a post on Instagram. I'm trying to be accurate, trying to be fair as much as possible here, though, not missing out on anything. There is a post on Twitter, posted a few days ago. Was it the 10th? 2 days ago, yeah. The 10th of April, he says, this is in response to an Australian news article which says, Tasmania becomes first Australian jurisdiction to make gender optional on birth certificates. Okay, pure insanity. Who would be against such a thing? Make gender optional birth certs. Anybody who likes science, the natural order, reality, and that includes people who are Christians. Anybody with common sense, okay, would be against this insanity, this denial of reality before us. Now, what does Israel Folau said in his Twitter? The devil has blinded so many people in this world. Again, this is a Christian mainstream Christian, you have a problem with him, you're going to have a problem with those who believe the Bible all over the world, and they won't be able to have prominent positions anywhere if these standards are applied. It's, come on, it's a rugby team. Which is more important, rugby or the government? I hope you say the government. So will this mean now no Christian who is actually will actually dare to share his faith is going to be allowed in the government in anywhere probably in the Western world if this is a pattern across the Western world? How about in academia, in education? Will somebody be allowed to share the gospel with anybody if somebody's a teacher? Oh, we got to be inclusive. What if somebody's in your class and they're a little girl and they think they're a little boy, or vice versa? This is all about rebellion against God. All about rebellion against God. And this is a not just... this is a basic, basic Christian truth. Not even just, I mean, you will get, I'm not for Islam, and I think Islam is a satanic false religion that denies Christ, but Islam will also be against this, of course. Well, hopefully they would be. Judaism, also, again, they deny Christ. So, but if somebody's an Orthodox Jew, they would be against this. Now, then again, the Jews will get in trouble for this, for reasons of anti-Semitism that are around and stuff like that. But I fail to see where is the calling out of Muslims who hold these kind of views? You know, in the leftist media, you don't see much of it, do you? But I digress. Okay, he says, repent and turn away from your evil ways and turn to Jesus Christ and he will set you free. That's all he said. That's all he said. Again, a basic Christian view. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. No, sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, I'll actually read from verse 2. I'll read from the start of the chapter, actually. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled from those who are perishing. Veiled? Blind. Though, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. The God of this age. The God of this ethical system of the world, you could say. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. That is in the scriptures. If somebody claims to be Christian, to be a credible profession of faith, you must believe that the Bible is the word of God, Genesis to Revelation, and that this is the final authority. Not that we'll all necessarily even agree how we'll necessarily interpret every single part of it, every jot and every tittle, but there will be the general agreement that, well, there will be the agreement that this is the word of God. And this is part of it. So what he's saying is a truth from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The devil has blinded so many people. He has. Most commentators, except for one or two, there hasn't been many, would disagree with this, but pretty much 99% of the commentators throughout history have said that the God of this age is referring to small g God, the ruler of this, I think it's Arcace or Arcane or something like that, the ruler of this present system, Satan. That's who it's referring to. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Okay, big scandal, everybody. Israel Folau is a Christian who believes the Bible. Okay, and your outrage, the outrage of the media, especially in much of sport these days. The outrage is not at Israel Folau. It's at the content of the scriptures. Again, I don't know. I do not know the totality of his beliefs. I don't know what the church he goes to. I keep saying that because he could go to a very strange church for all I know. I don't know. I pray that he's going to a solid church. I pray that he truly knows the Lord. From what I can see, he's got a credible profession of faith. He believes in Jesus Christ. He tells people to repent of their sins and trust in him. Take it at face value that this man is a Christian brother in the Lord. But my issue is where the media is making this issue. And this will have a ripple effect. This will have a ripple effect internationally, I believe, if him being ousted out is seen as a great thing. And Christians say, and if Christians say nothing. Okay, so, and praise God, he does speak out against this kind of stuff, okay? Now, another, and there's probably more, but I'm only just going to deal with this today, and we're only going to keep it to an hour today. That's probably all I'm going to be able to do today. I mean, I was debating in my head whether I would do a program today, because it had been so long, I think it was just itching to get back. So hopefully this has been a blessing to you, and hopefully this is coming, folks. And I think this is something we really need to pray about. And hopefully as well, if you're someone who has issue with Israel Folau's comments, why? Why? Just be the issue is with the scriptures. The issue is with the scriptures. I grant you, he's probably not the greatest, most eloquent speaker and all this kind of stuff in the world or whatever. Maybe there's a slightly better way to say it in a few places. Look, myself included, I'm going to do that too, right? But is there anything, does the Bible not tell us to repent? Does the Bible not tell us that those who continue in their sin, those who love their sin, those who live and basically follow their sin are defined by their sin, as laid out in places like the Galatians 5 passage 19 to 21 that he referenced, or the 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 to 11 reference? Is that not biblical Christianity? Because if you take that away, you have another gospel, and you don't have biblical Christianity anymore. If you just say, you know, you're fine, we're all fine. Jesus came with a message. Originally, John the Baptist came with a message, and the prophets before him as well. Repent and believe the gospel. Turn from your sin and place your hope and confidence in Jesus Christ. Don't trust in your works, which are but filthy rags. Don't trust in the greatest things you've ever done. You are not a good person. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeks after God. Psalm 14 goes through that. And I'm talking to you, even if you're not a homosexual or whatever. It doesn't matter. Have you repented and placed your belief, your faith, your confidence, your hope in Jesus Christ? Has your heart been changed from darkness unto light? Is there a new song in your heart? A new attitude in your heart? Now, when I say new, perhaps you were regenerated and born again at a young age and you don't remember, okay? The issue is not necessarily the point of conversion. The issue is, do you serve Christ? Are you, when 1 John talks about the characteristics of a truly born-again Christian, because a lot of 1 John deals with issues of assurance, does that reflect, do you love the Word of God? Do you follow after the Word of God? Not perfectly, of course. We still sin, unfortunately. We all sin. But the issue is, when you sin, are you corrected by the Father in heaven? Because Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 8 tells us that if you've got a child and you love them, you will correct them. And so your Father in heaven will also correct you. The way unto life is narrow. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. That way is also difficult. It's agonizing, but at the same time, this is biblical Christianity. I was wondering first, you know, and sometimes this happens so many times, you know, there'll be something in the media and there'll be some kind of group and he says something, you know, it might be Steven Anderson, who's a kind of basically a cult leader and more fundamentalist variety kind of cult. And, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church, and the media loves that kind of stuff. But this, from the out, it appears and looks like a genuine believer in Christ. Now, let's get on to the Australian article, which looks at Christmas, Easter. And this is astonishing. I do not know how biblically ignorant, or at least ignorant of historic Christianity, you have to be to put out a story like this. Wide World of Sports. This is 9.com.au. And this is supposed to expose Israel Folau. He just says, new vision emerges of Israel Folau attacking Christmas, Easter, and sermon. So what? I mean, you don't want Christianity. You just say if you believe Christmas and Easter are Christian. So why do you care? Because he is... No, I don't agree with his argumentation. I reject Christmas and Easter as well, by the way. That's a view that goes right back to the Westminster Directory of Public Worship. And we have one holy day per week, the Sabbath, the Lord's Day. Anyway, let's read through this article. Celebrating Christmas and Easter is wrong according to a sermon delivered by Israel Folau to his followers. To followers at his church last month. Fresh vision emerged in a News Corp report of Folau's preaching during Sunday Mass. I don't think it's, I doubt it's called Mass, but this is what the article says. And is evidence Folau has developed into a strongly opinionated church leader in the last 18 months. With his conservative views ranging from ills of wetting a baby's head during christenings. And again, if you're against Christian view, why do you care? Okay, well, we'll comment a little bit on this in a sec. To attack on the Catholic Church, the Church, and Christians who do not devoutly read the Bible. If you don't believe the Bible, you're not a Christian. That is a fruit of somebody who's been born again. They love the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you follow after that truth, if you follow after the word of God, that's a sign you've been born again. If you haven't bowed the knee to Christ, how can you claim to be a Christian? And what's your authority if it's not the Bible? The Roman Catholic Church's authority is a three-legged stool, which really relegates the Bible under these other two authorities. We've got the Bible, sacred tradition, or whatever they want to call it, and also the church itself. You know, that would be councils, rulings, the papacy, agreements that they come to. But it becomes the church interprets the Bible and tells you what it says in practice. And they'll tell you also what the church father says and all that. But the church fathers is not an authority. And if you go throughout, honestly, throughout churches, you'll see how they disagree with each other. So in practice, the Word of God is not the sole authority in the Roman Catholic Church. It is not. What is so controversial here? Israel Folau says, Christmas and Easter, that's man-made. There's a video here, actually, yeah. I'm going to play this video. That's causing... See, this is the news report from 9 in Australia.
Way back now for Israel Folau. His multi-million dollar contract expected to be ripped up by Rugby Australia following on from those anti-gay comments on social media. It comes as footage emerges of him preaching his controversial religious views to a church congregation during an almost 20-minute sermon. We'll go live to today's Sydney reporter, Gabrielle Boyle, with the latest on this one. Gabby, has there been any comment yet from Izzy?
Certainly no comment yet, Tom. It appears that Israel Folau's pretty controversial position on homosexuality could be set to cost him millions, $4 million, in fact, because that's what his Rugby Australia contract is worth. It's looking increasingly unlikely that he'll play for the Wallabies anytime soon, and his career effectively appears to be in tatters. This all comes as new video emerges.
Which is quite, again, this is quite extraordinary when you factor in that this guy is breaking records.
Of the 30-year-old preaching at his local church. Among the things he has to say in this sermon, well, he believes people that celebrate Christmas and Easter are heathens.
When it comes to the period around December 25th, the world celebrates Christmas and things like Easter and all that sort of stuff. Again, that's another tradition that is man-made. And we always have to go back to what the Bible says.
Tom, Israel Folau and his manager.
I mean, oh no, you have gone against Christmas and Easter. Is that also required in order to play rugby? Really?
Have both been uncontactable in recent days. I want to read you a little of what Rugby Australia had to say in their statement, which was released yesterday. Whilst Israel is entitled to his religious beliefs, the way he has expressed them...
I get annoyed when people are disingenuous. So whilst Israel is entitled to his religious beliefs... No, he's not. No, he's not. That's a complete lie.
It was released yesterday. Whilst Israel is entitled to his religious beliefs, the way he has expressed those beliefs is inconsistent with the values of the sport. They go on to say...
What way? So, do not say, I don't like Christmas. I don't believe in Easter. Many Christians around the world don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Easter, agree with his argumentation. I disagree with his argumentation, but I would also reject Christmas and Easter. I believe in the regular principle of worship. Dealt with that in other programs. If you want to check out, if you type in Christmas or Easter or Holy Days into MegiddoRadio.com. And again, a view that goes back a long, long time. Not originating with Israel Folau. And why do you care? You're almost kind of like, if you're not bothered, I mean, is it hate against a day? I mean, why are they bringing, I'm just wondering, why are they bringing it up? It also says, in the absence of compelling mitigating factors, it is our intention to terminate his contract.
In the absence of compelling mitigating factors, it is our intention to terminate his contract.
What? Somebody put a gun to... I don't understand what that last statement is about, but anyway.
Exactly what this means, Tom, for Israel's career remains to be seen. Certainly, we know he won't be working for Rugby Australia anytime soon. He also won't be working for the NRL because they've come out very swiftly and said he won't be playing for them.
absolutely astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. And why? And by the way, he didn't actually say, look, I have many brothers and sisters in Christ who observe Easter and observe Christmas, right? I disagree with them, but I don't say, and neither is Israel, by the way, from what I can see in this clip anyway, saying that they're heathen. What did he say? He quotes from Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you. And it does quote this in the article at least, but it just completely twists what he said in that news report. He did not say that people who... I would not say that somebody who observes Christmas and Easter is a heathen. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong. But that does not mean you're heathen. But this is not what he's saying either. He said, hear ye the word the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Okay? And then they are upright in the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither is it in them to do good. The Rugby Star, this is the end of the quote, the Rugby Star continues his sermon by directing his thoughts towards the Christmas tree. When you read that passage, you can already see it's talking about the Christmas tree. Look, to be nitpicking, it's not talking about a Christmas tree. My argument has been for a long time, it sounds a lot like a Christmas tree, but you got to realize Jeremiah was written a long time before there was ever such a thing as a Christmas tree. However, it does talk about festivals and things that heathen do, and it includes things very, very similar to a Christmas tree. It includes it. It doesn't specifically mention a Christmas tree. I've dealt with this before, but now I do believe this can be used in that way, but as a secondary application, not as a primary application. Don't follow the way of the heathen. They got superstitions. And there's a lot of superstitions around Christmas and Easter and things like that. And people feel all gooey when they do all these things. And they're, I cannot believe. And then he says, if we don't go back to the scripture and see what God says, we can easily fall into the tradition of man and thinking we're doing the right thing. And that's all he says. He's like, follow the word of God. Again, I might say disagree with his interpretive method, but what is he saying that's so bad? Also, he said the Catholic Church baptized babies with a sprinkling of water over the head, top of their head, things like that, that aren't even biblical. Okay, so he disagrees with infant baptism. He's sounds like he's a Baptist. I have many Baptist friends. I'm a Presbyterian. We believe sprinkling is an acceptable mode of baptism. Again, that's a whole other issue for another program. But I have dealt with this before in the program if you're interested in that. I do believe it's biblical. I don't accept Roman Catholic baptism, by the way. Right? Why is that so controversial? Oh no, there's a Baptist about. Get him. Unbelievable. Talks against this idea of, images of Mary and Jesus. So what does it say at the end of it? It's quoting this, like, how I can't believe someone has got convictions that they need to follow the Bible. How dare you share these views? And it gets much more obvious as time. The problem is that he believes the gospel and his authority is the Bible. The latest revelations regarding Folau's view on faith and religion is set to create more of a wedge between the Rugby Star and the public. Said he's tried to to recruit? Oh, yeah, recruit. He's trying to recruit teammates to attend his church. Oh, no! What a horrible person. He's inviting them to his church. What a horrible, nasty... Come on. Are you serious? Could you imagine if a Muslim invited someone to their mosque, would anybody say anything? If they did, they'd be called Islamophobic and would lose their position. Yeah. You know why he's inviting them to his church? Because he loves those people. Oh, unbelievable. He wants them to come to know God. Christians, we believe that if the word of God is true, and you're a sinner in need of grace, you want that person to hear the truth. I don't know the word recruit. Not just invite. Recruit? Is it joining the military or something? I don't know. So Rugby Australia is set to sack Folau and rip up his $4 million contract after he posted homophobic material on social media this week. And you put it all together, and this guy seems to be breaking records. 30 years old. He's not that old. Usually, I think rugby players can play at the top up until, I think it depends on their position, probably up until 32, 33, whatever it is. And this guy has a big profile. I don't know what his perception is in Australia. I don't. But just going on what the media has a problem with him, it's based upon the fact that he believes that the Bible, his final authority is the scriptures. What a horrible person. What a horrible person he thinks. Sorry to be so sarcastic, but that's basically what you're saying. If you believe the gospel, you believe the Bible, you're not welcome here. If you're going to share the gospel at all, you're not welcome. And this can happen in other places as well. It's not just going to be sports. And there's a more and more ramping up of this. The issue is not even necessarily LGBT things. It's the rejection and the hatred of God's authority. That's what it is. That's at the very core of the matter. People don't want to hear that they're sinners. People want to remove any vestiges of the authority of God or the image of God from this earth. It's been Paul Flynn. May God bless you all.